This is Taste Test Podcast. This is our One Gotta Go segment for episode 15. We are back. You already know us. Janae Jonathan. What up? One Gotta Go. Y'all already know the deal. We picked two different genres. One hip-hop, one R&B. There's four albums. We list them out and then we say which one gotta go. It's that simple, you know? So, Yeah, I did this week's One Gotta Go segment, and I believe Janae said she had a little tough time trying to decide, so we're going to see what, you know.
I'm ready. Let's go. I'm ready to do it.
All right, she ready. Okay, you heard it. So for the hip-hop section, we got No Ceilings by Lil Wayne, of course, Cabin Fever by Wiz Khalifa, 50 Nights by Future, and then Well Done by Tyga to round out the hip-hop segment. And then for R&B, we have The Everlasting Way by Xavier Omar, Malibu by Anderson .Paak, Kaleidoscope Dream by Miguel, and then French Kiwi Juice by FKJ. So, which one you want to do first today? Because both of them hard, ain't they? Like, it's not
hip-hop
easy.
Was easy.
Okay, let's do hip hop then. Let's start with something easy. You want to count down to see which
count
one got
down.
It? Let's do it.
All right.
56
Nights.
Okay. I thought you was going to say. You know what I thought you was going to say? I thought you was going to say Tyga. I was like.
Nah. Well Done was too good. I was listening to Well Done yesterday, and I'm like, ooh,
woohoo. Not Well Done. Because at first, I ain't going to lie, when I first did this, I was like,
Well Done
got to
go.
I was like, Well Done might have to go. Then I listened to everything. I was like, Feature.
56 Nights. I didn't even make it through the third song of 56 Nights before I had made my decision.
Really?
I was like, yeah, okay. We can turn this off.
Really?
And I was like, 56 Nights has to go.
I love that mixtape, man. Like, people forget. Tyga used to be a monster at the mixtape game.
When Tyga was in his prime.
Yeah, nobody except for maybe Lil Wayne. Like,
yeah.
There's no ceilings. Like,
yeah, that's no ceilings. No, I mean, of course, No Ceilings and Cabin Fever. Those weren't being touched.
Yeah.
So it was just between Future and Tyga.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done. It was 56 Nights had to go. I'm sorry. It was just sloppy.
It wasn't sloppy. It just wasn't well done. It was medium rare. It wasn't well done. Okay. So R&B section. I'll say it over again. The Everlasting Way by Xavier Omar. Malibu by Anderson .Paak. Kaleidoscope Dream by Miguel. And French Kiwi Juice by FKJ.
Oh, that was so hard.
No. Man, I ain't gonna lie. I still don't know what I'm about to pick.
I know what I'm about to pick, but it's a whole reason why I'm about to pick it.
I'm about to flip a coin, man.
I'm about to count down, so get your coin ready.
Ah, shit, all I got is a dime. God damn it. I ain't got no quarter.
What you gonna do with a dime? This top of the line.
Fuck it. All right. Shit.
All right.
One second.
Three. You dropped it, y'all. This is why we're talking about the flip of a dime.
Have you ever tried to flip a dime?
No, Jonathan, because I use quarters.
I don't have quarters.
Are you ready? Sometimes,
you know, you be struggling, you know? So.
Are you ready?
Nah, man.
3, 2, 1.
Say something, nigga.
I don't know.
That's what I thought.
I'm going to have to go with Never Last Away by Xavier Omar. Simply just because of him being new to the category. He has to go. I'm sorry. Xavier, I love you. Sorry.
I'm going to just be different, man. Say Kaleidoscope Dream.
Oh, you're horrible. Get out.
Kaleidoscope Dream got to go.
Kaleidoscope Dream?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I flipped the coin.
What was the other side?
The Everlasting Way.
I hate you.
Oh, man. Cause I damn sure wasn't touching no French kiwi juice or Malibu.
Yeah, kiwi juice and Malibu wasn't going anywhere. It did come down. Well, no, for me it came down to Malibu and Everlasting Wave. But I knew I wasn't getting rid of Malibu, so that's why Everlasting Wave had to go.
Dang.
I'm sorry, Kaleidoscope. I mean, French kiwi juice. I was at Mark. I wasn't talking to nobody about the first two albums because I was over there. Got to reach that skyline, and that's what I'm trying to do. Y'all need to leave me alone. But Kaleidoscope Dream wasn't nothing but a vibe to me. Beautiful. So I knew Malibu wasn't going nowhere because Malibu was held near and dear to my heart. So I looked at Xavier Omar like,
yeah, man. I was like,
bro, you know.
I just couldn't get rid of Malibu for sure. I was like, bam. I'm still waiting on the next Anderson .Paak album. Like,
It's coming out this year. Don't worry, brother.
We need to hurry up. I want my next Anderson .Paak album. Like, man. You talking about another person who's a feature assassin. Oh, my God.
Yes.
And this album was just, it was milky smooth, man. Like, God damn. I was like, bro, too smooth, my nigga. And I ain't gonna lie, even though I just got hip to the Xavier Omar train, it's still fresh on my mind. So it's just like, I don't know, maybe on another day I would have picked it, but dang, it was hard too, like, man, because I like Miguel, I like this last project, and I like Kaleidoscope Dream, so I don't know. Shit, fuck it. Xavier Omar, I gotta go. Fuck it. I can't do it. Stop playing, man.
You picked the category. How can you not pick from your own category?
Hell, man.
Well, I've been there
too. It was hard, man.
Sometimes you look at your own category like, dang, did I do this too well?
I was like, damn, why did I do this to myself? I was like, shit.
You hurt your own feelings.
Yeah, I was like, shit, nigga. Yeah, I was like, nah, I can't.
Hurt your own feelings.
Damn, man. But yeah.
That was tough.
That was the hardest.
That
was the hardest one gotta go segment I personally had to decide on. I ain't gonna lie.
Whew. Yeah, I would say that's one. That John Legend one wasn't that hard. It's been a couple of hard ones.
This was the hardest for me. That one wasn't hard.
Because literally all of those are a different vibe too, but they're all similar artists.
Yeah, it was just like,
you going back and looking at your decision like,
yeah, it's like, fam, they, like you said, they all have a different vibe to each album, and you like them all for their personal own separate reasons. It's just like, fam, because I listened to every single one several times in my lifetime already, so it's just like, I can't go wrong with another one, but shit, oh well.
Right.
Janae, don't make it too hard.
I will.
I guess, I mean, shit, that's fine. I'll be listening to good music. Whatever.
Hey.
I'll be listening to some good music either way, so.
Of course.
But yeah,
I'll go ahead and make sure I get that to J.R. about our album. One gotta go.
So yeah, please be up on all of our latest episodes. This is the end of our One Gotta Go segment for episode 15. So be on the lookout for our next coming episode. If you haven't heard any of our previous episodes or you missed one or something like that, please go check it out. And Janae, they can find us pretty much everywhere, right?
Of course, Apple Podcasts, Taste Test Podcast, Twitter at Taste Test Pod, YouTube, Insta, SoundCloud, all at Taste Test Podcast. Email us, call us, text us, call us, reach us if you want to beep us.
I'm dead.
Feel me?
I'm fucking
dead. We everywhere. We out here.
We trying to be everywhere, yeah. So, yeah. Man, this is great. Till next time, we love you. This is Janae and Jonathan with Taste Test Podcast. We are out.
We out.